我们请翻开以斯帖记的第四章。
Turn to Esther chapter 4.
In 上一章我们谈到哈曼跟莫迪改他们之间存在着历史的仇恨。
Last chapter we talked about how Haman and Mordecai were mortal enemies.
所以莫迪改虽然在波斯帝国的王宫工作，
and so even though Mordecai worked in the palace of the king in Persia,
却不愿意听从王的吩咐向哈曼来跪拜。
He refused to obey the king's command that everyone should kneel down to Haman.
因为哈曼狂妄自大。
Because Haman thought highly of himself.
再加上哈曼他是亚玛利人的后代。
And also he was a descendant of the Amalekites.
这种的民族的情感以及对于哈曼个人作风的反感让莫迪改不愿意向哈曼跪拜。
And because of all these reasons, Mordecai purposely refused to kneel down to Haman.
哈曼贵为一国的宰相。
Haman 是
一国的宰相。
Was a idol in that country.
却没有办法去面对在团体当中少数的一两个人不愿意来尊敬他这样的一个缺憾。
And he couldn't accept the fact that there were people who wouldn't worship him.
也所以在这样的情况之下他不但没有去赦免反而怀恨在心打算展开消灭整个犹太民族的这个屠杀计划。
And he wasn't able to forgive this fact that there were people who refused to honor him, and so he wished to destroy all of Mordecai's people.
我们在上一章我们也谈到说无论用什么理由凡是残害人生命的事情都不能得到宽恕和认同的。
We also discovered from the previous chapter that the destruction of people brings about no good at all.
就算是以过去历史的深仇大恨来做借口也不行啊。
Even if you go back in history and look at all these different factors, it's still not a valid reason.
因为仇恨只会带来更多生命遭受到杀害。
Because hatred only brings about more destruction and disaster.
对于建立一个和谐的社会跟国家是一点也没有帮助的。
And it does not benefit society in general.
让我们感到害怕的是，当哈曼策划着大屠杀的这个诏书颁布后。
And after Haman started on his plan to commit genocide,
住在苏珊城里所有的犹太人都因此感到不安。
And all the people, all the Jews of the people, and the people in the city of Susa were bewildered and disturbed.
而哈曼却和亚哈水鲁王两个人相对坐着饮酒作乐。
And while everyone was troubled, Haman and the king sat down to drink.
这样的这个画面真的是让人家不忍心来看。
This provides a stark counterpoint.
仇恨只会带来更多的仇恨。
Because hatred will bring about further hatred.
对人类的和平也没有帮助，只有伤害。
It benefits society nothing.
只有宽恕，只有爱，才能带来永远的和平。
Because only love, only mercy brings about peace.
基督的信仰就是要教导我们学习以宽恕、以赦免、以怜悯的心。来对待那些伤害我们，对待那些得罪我们的人。
Christianity teaches love, forgiveness, mercy, openness, to treat others, your enemies, in turn better than you would treat yourself.
马太福音的第五章
，In Matthew chapter 5,
在四十四节到四十八节那边说
，In verse 44 to 48,
那看马太福音第五章四十四节。
Let's turn to the verse, Matthew chapter 5, verse 44 to 48.Verse 44 reads, But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? If you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
这里主耶稣要我们爱仇敌，要像天父的完全。
In this passage, Jesus wants us to love our enemies and to be perfect as our heavenly Father is perfect.
并不是要我们像旧约时候以牙还牙、以眼还眼、以仇恨来这个回报仇恨。
He teaches us this instead of teaching us the Old Testament rule, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
我们看使徒保罗的教导。
And what does Paul teach us?
罗马书的十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 17 to 21. 17, do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
保罗的教导也是如此啊。
So Paul's writings were in accordance with Jesus' teachings.
要以众人和睦。
That is to live in peace with everybody.
不要为自己伸冤。
Don't take vengeance.
任要求啊，神为我们伸冤啊。
Because God will take vengeance.
不要因为恶事一多你就跟着作恶。
And if people heap evil upon you, you should not repay them back with evil.
你反而要以善胜恶。
But rather, pay back evil with good.
这是主的教导。
This is the teachings of Jesus.
这也是整个圣经的精神。
And in fact, it is the spirit of the Bible.
我们现在回到以斯帖记。
So going back to the book of Esther,
第四章
chapter 4,
这章一节说，莫迪改知道所做的一切事。
Verse 1 of chapter 4 says that Mordecai learned of all these things.
这里所说的一切事啊，就是指着哈曼的阴谋。
In other words, all the things that Haman had done.
就如同在第七节那边。
And in verse 7, we can see more.
他告诉这个以斯帖。
How Mordecai went and told Esther what had happened.
哈曼为要灭绝犹太人，应许捐入王库的银子数目都告诉了他。
And even how Haman had gotten the seal of the king and his signet ring.
莫迪该怎么会知道这个哈曼的阴谋？
How did Mordecai find out about this plot of Haman?
可能有人告诉了他。
Maybe someone warned him.
在宫中里头的人告诉了他。
A lot of people work in the palace.
这个让我们知道隐藏的事情没有不被显露出来的。
So we know that no secret plot goes uncovered.
你的阴谋再怎么样的隐藏隐秘还是会被人知道。
No secret will ever remain a secret.
所以莫迪凯就撕裂衣服，穿上麻衣，蒙灰，在城中行走，痛哭哀嚎。
And so in verse 3 we see how Mordecai, along with a lot of other people, put on sackcloth, mourning and wailing.
撕裂衣服，披上麻衣，把灰撒在头上，这是犹太人极度哀伤的一种表达的方式。
This is an expression of sorrow and wailing that the Jewish people practiced at the time.
就像这个创世纪里头记载着，当雅各听到说约瑟被野兽给吃掉了。
This is similar to what Jacob did when he heard that Joseph had been killed.
他就撕裂衣服表示悲哀
He tore apart his clothing.
当这个扫罗的部下听到扫罗战死的消息
And when same thing happened in Saul's time.
还有大卫听到扫罗战死了。
And when David heard that Saul had been killed.
也都是撕裂衣裳穿上这个麻衣表示哀伤。
They tore apart their clothes and lay in sackcloth and ashes.
那另外，撕裂衣服披上麻衣也表示极度的这个痛悔悔改的意思。
It is also a symbol of repentance.
如同尼尼微城啊，从上同国王下到啊这个走兽啊，听到啊约拿所传讲的信息啊，啊都蒙灰披麻悔改啊。
The people of the city of Nineveh, when they heard Jonah's warning, the greatest to the least of them, put on sackcloth in repentance.
但尼尼啊，他也为了同胞啊进食披麻蒙灰啊。
And Daniel likewise put on sackcloth when he was praying for his people.
所以这样的打扮呢，对犹太人来说啊，他们很清楚。
So this is a very common practice.
一点也不陌生。
It's not something strange.
啊，莫迪改啊，他披麻蒙灰在城中行走，痛哭哀嚎啊。
And so Mordecai put the sackcloth on and went about the city mourning and wailing.
在这个希腊版本的以斯帖补篇里面这么描写。
In the Greek text regarding Esther,
说他穿上了丧服，以灰蒙头，在城里到处跑着，大声哭喊叫着。
It describes how Mordecai went about the city, in the sackcloth and with ashes, crying out bitterly.
一个无辜的民族即将要被灭亡了。
Because this people were about to be destroyed.
莫迪改到处传达这个信息。
And he spread the news throughout the area.
因为他要争取时间，让更多的同胞知道这样的一个信息啊。
Because he wanted to notify his people that this was coming upon them.
第三节谈到说王的这个谕旨啊，无论到了哪省哪处啊，犹大人啊都大大的悲哀。禁食哭泣哀嚎穿麻衣躺在灰中的圣多。
Verse 3 tells us that in every province to which the edict and order of the king went, there was great mourning among the Jews with fasting, weeping, and wailing.
这种将要被毁灭的消息传到哪边，哪边的犹大人都哀哭禁食披麻蒙灰。
Because this was news of their downfall.
相对于这个哈曼跟王在那边饮酒作乐的这个镜头来比起来。
Now, in contrast, you see the king and Haman sitting there drinking.
那我们深深的觉得这个哈曼何等的残忍。
It just emphasizes the point of how evil Haman was.
也看出说在人的尽头的时候就是神的开始。
And it also shows us that where the powers of men end, there the power of God begins to show itself.
四到六节。
And if we jump to verse 6,
莫迪改向以斯帖皇后来求救。
Mordecai went to Queen Esther for help.
因为他所面对的是如此的一个残酷的事实。
Because he had encountered a problem he could not overcome.
犹太民族面对是一个非常困难的一个处境。
It was a difficult problem, this edict that pronounced the downfall of all the Jewish people.
要杀他们的人是王还有宰相哈曼。
The person who wanted to kill them was Haman and his buddy the king.
这是他们没办法去对抗的。
This was something the Jewish people had no thing to fight against.
因为他们已经亡国了。
Because they were a conquered people.
虽然还有一个这个以斯帖在皇宫里面。
Furthermore, Esther was in the palace.
但不要忘记王没有多久之前才废了皇后尸体。
And remember that the king had just not long ago gotten rid of his previous queen, Queen Vashti.
恶人哈曼蒙蔽这个王
And Haman approached the king.
这是难以去对抗的一个仇敌。
He was an enemy.
王的旁边有哈曼在唆使。
Because he stood beside the king, telling him how to go about destroying the Jews.
让王不知道一切的真相。
And he confused the king.Not letting the king know the truth.
以斯帖皇后又身在后宫里头
And Esther was really in a separate part of the palace.
根本不知道发生了什么事情。
She didn't know what was going on.
这样的情景对莫迪格来说是何等的紧急啊。
And so Mordecai was distressed about this.
但是他深知这个时候唯有让皇后知道。
But he knew that he had no recourse but to let Esther know.
求皇后能不能改变王的心意。
To see if Esther could persuade the king to change his mind.
就当有人告诉以斯帖说你的养父莫迪改穿着麻衣啊。
So when people went to Esther and told her that Mordecai was going about in sackcloth,
所以以斯帖就送了衣服给莫迪改。
Esther was very disturbed and sent people with clothes to go and attend to Mordecai.
莫迪改却拒绝了。But
Mordecai answered,
莫迪改不是没衣服穿了。
Mordecai has clothes.
而是要以斯帖知道整个民族将要灭亡。 穿好衣服有什么用呢?
But Mordecai wants to let Esther know, what good is it to wear good clothes?
他将这个以斯帖就把王所派侍候他的一个太监叫做哈他格召进来，叫他去见莫迪改，要知道发生了什么事。
And so Esther was puzzled and sent Hathach, her eunuch, to go to Mordecai.
哈他格的意思就是良善的意思。
Hathach means benevolence.
那人如其名，所以是值得一个信赖的人。
And so, if his name held true, then he was a kind man.
莫迪改将所遭遇的事情，将哈曼的阴谋都跟他说了。
And so Mordecai told Hathach everything that had happened.
还把王所下的诏书拿了一份，交给他。 要他给以斯帖看,
including the exact amount of money that Haman had promised to pay into the royal treasury for the destruction of the Jews.
所以可见，以斯帖根本不知道到底发生什么事情。
From these verses, it's apparent Esther was oblivious to what had happened.
她身在后宫里头,
because she was living in the back part of the palace.
很多人认为以斯帖能够当皇后真好。
Many people at the time probably thought Queen Esther being queen was a great thing.
但是如果知道这个王宫的这个实际情景的人被选到皇宫里面的这些女孩子，她们是空值，她们的青春是浪费她们的青春。But
really, being chosen into the palace was a waste of these women's youth.
是一个很残忍的这个事情。It's
not all glory.
所以我们不需要去羡慕。 羡慕有钱的人，羡慕那些当官的人。 So
today we don't need to be envious of those who have fame and fortune.
每一种人都有他的苦境。Because
every person has his or her own cross.
所以扮演好神要我们扮演的角色。God
wants us to be content with where we stand in life.
能够满足，能够安平乐道。
To be satisfied and have peace in our hearts. This is the greatest blessing in life.
当以斯帖知道他们犹太人所处的困境,
when Esther found out about the plight of the Jews,
她告诉了莫迪改,
she answered Mordecai,
告诉他的困难,
and tried to answer his trouble.
他说，王的一切臣仆和各省的人民都知道有一个定例。All
the people know that the king has one rule.
无论什么人擅自进入内院见王的，都要被治死，除非王向他伸出金杖。And
that is that any man or woman who approaches the king in the inner court without being summoned will be put to death unless the king extends his gold scepter to him or her.
我虽然贵为皇后，但是我已经有三十天，一个月之久没有见王了。And
even though I'm the queen, I haven't seen the king in 30 days.
王不知道在忙什么。I
don't know what he's busy doing.
王可能在忙着要怎么屠杀犹太人的事情。Maybe
he's busy plotting how to kill the Jews.
所以我也没办法去见他。
There's no way that I can go see him.
当人把以斯帖的话告诉莫迪该。
But when people told Mordecai Esther's reply,
啊，莫迪该啊，有一点生气。
Mordecai was angered.
为什么以斯帖啊会以这个理由来推掉莫迪该的请求？
Why did Esther reply in such a fashion?
他可以向王申请要觐见啊。
She could have petitioned the king.
当然也可能被拒绝啊。
Of course, there's a possibility she could have been executed.
真正的原因在哪里？
But what was the real reason?
害怕。
Because she was afraid.
害怕啊，是每个人遇到重大关头事情的时候最直接的反应。
Fear is the most immediate reaction when someone encounters a difficult situation.
尤其在那一种情况之下。
Especially when your life is at stake.
自己都难保了。
You're looking out for yourself.
还能够保护别人吗？
How in the world can you save other people when you're trying to save yourself?
更何况我以斯帖啊，只不过是一个女流之辈啊。
Esther was just a woman.
我有什么能力能够来拯救所有的犹太民族啊？
She asked herself, how can I possibly save the Jewish people?
我看啊，你另外找人，另外想办法好了。
Why don't you find someone else?
这个境遇啊，这个情景啊，很像当日神选召了摩西的情形一样。
This type of reply echoes the reply that Moses answered God with.
要摩西去见法老王。
When God sent him to go see Pharaoh.
摩西啊，也是这么说。
Moses answered God.
你去找别人吧。
Go find someone else.
不然就是说啊，我不会讲话，我没有口才。
I'm not eloquent.
不然就是说啊，连我的百姓都不尊敬我，那王怎么可能会听我的？
My own people won't listen to my voice. How and why do you think the king will listen to me?
三番两次的推卸，直到神生气啊，才不得不接受。
He kept rejecting God's request, so that God got angry.
为什么呢？
Why?
害怕。
Because of fear.
我们在昨天的晚祷会，我们谈到说，在我们生命当中都有一个哥利亚。
Last night we talked about how each and every one of us has our own Goliath.
让我们害怕。
That causes us to fear.
有些姐妹说她的哥利亚就是蟑螂哦。
Some people say, some of the sisters say that their Goliath is a cockroach.
或者是老鼠啊。
Or a mouse.
因为看到它就害怕。
Because when they see that, they tremble in fear.
有人说她生命中的哥利亚是她没有办法胜过的一些坏习惯。
Other people say their Goliath is their bad habits.
因为他屡次想胜过，但是面对着这个生命中的哥利亚的时候，
and even though they want to change their bad habits, but when they come face to face with the temptation to perform in their usual fashion,
他就妥协了。
They give in.
他就投降了。
They lose sight of what they want to do.
一次又一次的陷在这个软弱当中。坏习惯当中没办法出来。
And they're unable to depart from their weakness and their bad habits.
害怕也是彼得跌倒的原因。
Fear was also the downfall of Peter.
表面上的刚强不一定实际的刚强。
Even though he tried to express his bravery and courage, he fell when fear overtook him.
彼得跟耶稣一样有走海面的经验。
Peter was just like Jesus. He walked on the water.
当他看到风浪盛大的时候，
But when he saw the wind and the waves,
他的眼光再也没有放在耶稣的身上。
His eyesight could no longer see Jesus, but rather just the wind and the waves.
而是放在环境，放在那个恶劣的环境。
He saw the tumultuous environment around him.
所以他害怕了。
And so he became afraid.
他沉下去了。
And he started sinking.
大有能力的先知这个以利亚。
Elijah.
当他完成神托付的使命复兴了以色列人的信仰。
After he had revived the spiritual belief of the Israelite people.
也因而招来杀身之祸这个耶洗别皇后对他下的命令要杀他。
Queen Jezebel tried to kill him.
在这个时候，以利亚先知的直觉反应就是害怕，起来逃命。
And Elijah's response was to be afraid and to run for his life.
他忘记了过去神如何的栽培 如何的保守，如何的带领。
Elijah forgot how God had protected him and had guided him.
害怕往往让我们迷失方向。
Fear will also often cause us to lose our direction.
让我们迷失在旷野里头啊。
Will often cause us to wander about in the wilderness.
失去了信仰的目标，侍奉的目标。
It will cause us to lose our faith. It will cause us to lose our goals in life.
所以以斯帖她的害怕啊，是我们能够了解的。
So Esther's fear is something that we can all understand.
再来从十二节到十四节。
Turn to verse 12 to 14.
摩迪该对以斯帖的提醒。
How did Mordecai answer Esther's reply?
十三节这里说。
In verse 13.
你莫想在皇宫里强过一切的犹太人得免此祸吗？
Verse 13, Mordecai sent back this answer. Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape.
你不要以为啊，你自己躲在皇宫里面啊，啊就不会有任何的危险。
You're not going to get out of this just because you're in the king's palace.
就会比其他的犹太人还安全啊。
You're not any safer than any of the other Jews.
我告诉你啊，只要这个大屠杀的命令啊，真的执行啊。
If this genocidal plot comes to fruition,
你的生命也将不保。
You're going to die too.
我们是站在一条线上。
We're in the same boat.
没有例外的。
There's no escape.
这是莫迪该提醒以斯帖第一件事。
This is how Mordecai answered Esther.
再来，莫迪该要以斯帖知道，要以斯帖有对于目前处境的认识。
And Mordecai wanted Esther to realize what was going on.
十四节。
In verse 14.
只是你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救。你看你父家必致灭亡。焉知你得此的皇后的位分，不是为了现今的机会吗？
Verse 14, Mordecai continues, For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place.But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to the royal position for such a time as this. Mordecai wanted Esther to realize.
该说话的时候，你如果不说话的话，不要认为啊，这叫做沉默是金啊。
That you better speak up when you need to speak up.
这样的态度是不对的。
Because if you don't speak up when you ought to, then this is wrong.
如果你这个时候不说话，
And if you don't speak up,
神为了要拯救他的百姓，
God will save his people.
一定会另外安排人发出声音来啊。
God will arrange for someone else to save his people.
来拯救他的百姓。
And then the Jews won't be destroyed.
第二个，莫迪该要提醒以斯帖。
But Mordecai wanted Esther to also to know.
当大家获得拯救之后啊。
And after everyone is saved, after all the other Jews are saved.
回想起这一段患难的日子。
If you think about the days of destruction,
直到贵为皇后的以斯帖你竟然没有为了要拯救同胞而说话。
And if you, Queen Esther, do not speak up,
你会遭受到同胞的唾弃，遭受到大家的排挤。
Then your people will hate you.
第三个。
Thirdly,
莫迪该提醒以斯帖。
Mordecai also told Esther
要仰望神啊,
that you need to trust in God and fear Him.
你今天能够得到皇后的尊荣,
today you've come to become queen.
不是完全凭你自己的能力得到的。
It's not just through your own doing.
众多的佳丽美女当中，你为何能够脱颖而出呢?
Out of all the beautiful women in this society, how were you chosen to be queen?
不要认为是因为你的身材比人好，脸蛋比人漂亮。
Not just because your countenance is fairer than others, not just because you were born into a better family.
如果真的照参考资料所说的，皇后必须要从六个这个波斯帝国的联盟当中家族的联盟来选出啊。
Because according to the Persian customs, the queen should have been chosen from six different families, six royal families in the land of Persia.
那你能够成为这个当今的皇后啊，那真的是比登天还难啊。
And really, for you to become queen was indeed a miracle.
若不是神的安排。
If it were not for God's doing, there's no way you would have been queen.
是绝对办不到。
There's It's an impossibility.
而神会如此的安排，如此的成就。
And why was it that God allowed you to become queen?
啊，就是在为了今天这个危机、这个危难的时候来预备。
It's for such a time as today.
要你来拯救所有的犹太人。
So that you can save your people.
经过莫迪改对以斯帖的提醒跟分析啊。
And through Mordecai's instructions,
以斯帖决定要冒着生命的危险。
Esther decided to risk her life
为了拯救犹太人
去见王啊。
To save her people.
She decided to go see the king.
但是在这之前她提出的一个要求。
But first she asked one thing of all the Jewish people.
十五节到十七节。
In verse 15 to 17.
以斯帖啊叫人跟莫迪改讲。
Esther asked someone, sent a messenger to Mordecai.
你去啊。召集苏珊城所有的犹大人为我禁食三昼三夜不吃不喝。
Go gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me for 3 days and nights.
我和我的宫女也要这样禁食。
I and my maids will fast likewise.
然后我要违例进去见王。
And after this, I will go to the king.
我若死就死吧。
If I perish, I perish.
以斯帖下定决心了。
Esther had made her decision.
用她的生命来向神来呼求。
She would place her life at risk in order to serve God.
在这里特别谈到一个禁食。
And in this passage, it mentions fasting prayer.
禁食是用严肃的态度来表示她的悔改，或者是痛苦，或者是哀伤跟请求。
Fasting is a manifestation or expression of one's repentance.One's sorrow, one's petition.
我们在圣经里头看到很多的这个圣经的人物有禁食的这个表现。
Throughout the Bible, we see many different figures fasting and praying.
比如说摩西要上山去领受神所颁布的诫命。
For instance, Moses receiving the law.
他也禁食。
Fasted and prayed.
吩咐百姓要禁食。
And he instructed the Israelites to pray.
主耶稣在面对这个试探之前，他也禁食了四十昼夜。
Jesus fasted and prayed for 40 days and 40 nights before he was tempted by the devil.
犹大王约沙法下令全国禁食，来战胜了来犯的摩押跟亚门的联军。
And Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, asked all his people to fast and pray in order to counter the Moabites and the Ammonites.
但尼利亚为了要明白神的旨意，他也禁食祷告。
Daniel, in order to gain a better understanding of the will of God, also fasted and prayed.
感谢神，我们这几天当中，有一些弟兄姐妹，他们也禁食祷告。
And we thank God that here at NYTS, there are some brothers and sisters who have fasted and prayed.
无论你为了什么。
Regardless of what you're fasting and praying for,
我们都希望我们要用严肃的态度来面对。
Hope that we can have a heart of sincerity, in order to fast and pray correctly.
不是在开玩笑的。
We don't take it in a light-hearted fashion.
因为禁食跟我们生命的定律违反。
Because fasting and praying has a direct correlation with our life.
人必须靠着吃饭才能够得到生命的延续。
Because people have to eat in order to survive.
而禁食就是违反这个自然的律啊。
And fasting is in direct opposition with all the rules of nature.
也就是说，禁食祷告是用生命来向神呼喊。
And so when you fast, you're using your life, your sustenance, to order to petition God out of necessity.
是很严肃的一件事情。
It's something that is serious and grave indeed.
也盼望我们对禁食祷告能够有更明确的认知啊。
And so we hope that we can gain a better understanding of how to fast and pray.
它不是例行公事啊。反正 NYTS 每次都要禁食祷告嘛。
It's not just a habitual fasting and praying that everyone goes through at NYTS.
它也不是一种表演啊。
It's not a demonstration of one's faith.
上次 NYTS 你禁食几天啊？我禁食几天啊？
You don't go and compare yourself to the other students saying, how many days did you fast and pray at the NYTS?
它也不是一种这种属灵经验的累积啊。不是我们用来向人家夸口用的。
It's also not for bragging rights.
这样都已经失去了禁食祷告的意义。
Because if you fast and pray for all these other reasons, then you've lost the true meaning of fasting and praying.
主耶稣对于禁食祷告有相当的教导。
Jesus teaches us how to fast and pray.
在马太福音那边，我们可以去参考。
In Matthew, we can see this.
在这里，这个希腊版本的以斯帖补篇有把以斯帖皇后的祷告词给写出来。
In the subtexts, subscriptures, in the Greek texts, we can find more about Esther's prayer.
她说：“主啊，你是我的神。”
Esther prays that, to God in this fashion, saying, "God, you are my master, you are my Lord."
当我全然无助的时候。
When I was helpless and powerless,
你是我唯一的依靠。
You were my defender.
我别无他人可求。
There was no one else I could pray to.
求你拯救我吧。
I pray that you will help me.
现在我就要冒着生命的危险了。
Today I am going to risk my life.
呼应着他跟莫迪该所说的，死就是吧。
If I perish, I perish.
何等的这个慷慨激昂啊。
This was her prayer.
有时候看到一些年轻的这个小弟兄打扮得很酷啊。
Sometimes I see some of the younger members in the church trying to dress and act very cool.
什么叫酷？
What's that mean?
酷不是脸装的不苟言笑，那个叫酷，不是外表的。
Cool is not an outward appearance.
而是你在你的生命当中敢有所坚持啊。
But really, it's how you behave and act in other parts of your life.
不随波逐流。不跟别人妥协了。不跟别人一样。
It's to separate oneself from other people.
这个才是真正的酷啊。
This is truly being cool.
当十二个探子去窥探迦南地回来。
After the 12 spies returned from their spying of the land of Canaan,
只有约书亚跟加勒报好信息。
Only Caleb and Joshua gave a good report.
其他的十个都讲坏信息。
All the 10 other spies gave a bad report.
引起以色列百姓大大的骚动。
And as a result of their bad report, all the Israelites were distressed.
拿起石头要打死当时的领导者。
They wanted to pick up stones to stone the leaders.
摩西、亚伦俯伏在地上，等候神的裁决。
And Moses and Aaron fell to the ground, awaiting God's decision.
约书亚跟加勒站在那边，
In the meantime, Joshua and Caleb stood their ground.
毫不畏惧，毫不妥协呀，不害怕。
And they were fearless.
这个才是酷啊。
This is truly being cool.
面对两百多万人跟你不同意见的时候，你敢怎么样？
What would you do in the face of 2 million people who were of a different opinion than you?
斯提凡对于那些拿着石头打死他的人，他向神祈求说：“神啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。”
And how about Stephen as he was being stoned to death, prayed to God, saying, "Lord, please forgive these people, because they know not what they do."
面对的那叫杀他的敌人啊。
He faced the enemy.
他还能够求神赦免他们。
But he was still able to ask God to have mercy on them.
能够饶恕人家。
He was still able to forgive them.
这个才是酷啊。
This is cool.
我们不要以为我们穿着打扮戴耳环挂鼻环这样就酷啊。
Don't think that you can change to become cool.Just with physical things that you do.
内在的坚持，为信仰有所坚持，肯有所付出啊，这个才是酷啊。
Really being cool is changing one's inner person, inner man, to reflect the glory of God.
所以说，以斯帖皇后酷不酷啊？很酷啊。
So was Esther being cool in this chapter?
死就死吧。
If I perish, I perish.
我们谁敢这么讲呢？
Do we have the strength and the courage to say this?
谁敢真的这样做呢？
Do we have the strength and courage to act as she did?
愿我们效法，表面上看起来好像弱弱的这个女子以斯帖。
Perhaps physically, she was not a force.
内在却是如此的刚强跟执着。
But inside, she was a monster.
这个才是酷哦。
This is cool.
We 们这一章就分享到这里哈。
And so we end this chapter at this point.